There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
In this pop culture saturated world, what's a nerd to do?
Hang out with your good pals on Nerdy Show, that's what.
Our flagship podcast is a weekly celebration of the multifaceted D20 that is the modern nerd.
When we're not devising horrors that combine VR and spiders or taste testing weird food, we're discussing the latest geek happenings, digging into our deepest nerd niches,
or interviewing a celebrity or two.
Head to nerdyshow.com or find us on iTunes and experience a multiverse of awesomeness.
This episode is brought to you by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is brought to you by the collective support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com. All right, guys, you finished a big battle, made a bunch of choices, made some new acquaintances.
It was huge to me.
Call us Pecos Bill because we took down that tornado.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. I like that. It was cool. And you guys all had around 50-something momentum. Everybody. I think Katie had 49, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Von Van de Ven sitting at 49 momentum. Collectively, you all made the decision to take another step down paths in between games. I kind of want to go around to the table and find out what you guys did and why. All right, so we'll just start right to my left. Max, what did Kelton do?
Kelton is picking up step one into Scoundrel because it fits his character. It gives him more attack and a better attack.
So what abilities does it give you?
First, it's going to give me Clothesline. If I crit on an attack, gives me the upper hand and that target gets knocked down. Then I'm going to get Deceptive Strike, which is either a ranged or a melee. I'm going to use as melee because it adds my composure and my strength. So damage there is always good.
What do you have in composure?
In composure, I have one.
Okay, well, I mean...
So at least plus one.
Yeah.
You know.
It's not worthless.
He's not the most charismatic person.
Or composed.
Or intelligent.
Or honest.
Honest.
Forthright.
Yeah, but his endurance
virtuous.
Is off the charts.
Yeah, he's
just good in general.
Yeah.
He just keeps swimming.
He can carry things. For my scene attack, I picked Blade Flurry. That's kind of why I picked Scoundrel. Because that lets me attack anyone around me adjacent. And it gives me my weapon on each... Oh, I deal sneak attack damage to any enemies hit with the attack if I have the upper hand against them.
What about Nesbitt? What did you pick up?
Nesbitt was also considering going step one on Scoundrel. Instead, I went step one Decay, the feature of Death's Door. When I score a critical hit, which bear in mind with the double strike, I have pretty much a 20% chance of critting on a regular attack. When I crit, I have the ability to teleport up to 4 squares away as an immediate action. I stick a dude a couple times, beep, moving over to the next dude. It's going to be dope. Shadow of Death allows me to do burst 2 damage with a range of 10. It's just double my composure, which is 2 points, but being able to hit somebody before I get into melee range is a really, really nice addition because I've always been super bummed with those first turns where I'm just like, I gotta hang back and wait for my homies to get in position before I can actually come in and start with the stabbing.
And you've been playing more conservative these past two games.
By requirement, yeah.
It got pretty gnarly early on.
But yeah, so having the ability to play conservatively like that and still like do a little chip damage here and there, super nice. Also, scene ability, got a 2d10 plus composure. Lifesteal. I can do some damage to a dude, and it heals me. Having the ability to heal myself is very nice, because I keep getting fucked up all the time. Even when I try to be conservative, shit just happens to me. I felt like going Scoundrel further on would have really furthered what I had going, but I think that these changes here really expand my options and make me a lot more versatile.
More than that, you're the only person who did not have magical abilities who gained it. Between the last session and this one.
That's true.
So how do you think Nesbitt is going to experience that? Do you think he knows it, or do you think it's something he'll find out the next time he fights?
You know, I hadn't even really considered that. I was just looking at the mechanics of it, but yeah, let's Let's see if we can work in some kind of mental awakening to that whole experience. So.
What's interesting for Decay, because nobody has gotten closer to death more often than Nesbitt has either. So,
all right.
Was he touched by the void? You know, is it?
You've made friends with death.
I like it. Death, yeah.
Is,
I like it.
Death is your neighbor, Totoro.
Oh, yeah, that's another reason about command. I'll never be Keikaku. Never.
No, Justice Keikaku.
Never. Command is dead to me.
I named an ability Justice Keikaku, or all according to Keikaku. And Max.
Translator's note, Keikaku means plan.
Any path Max takes, I'm going to try to include an anime joke.
I'm just
going to
be 15 step one.
Liam, what about Esmond?
Esmond is sticking straight to what he knows how to do, and that's lighting shit on fire. I'm going step two, fire.
All right, step two in the house. You are only non-multi-classed player right now.
It just works.
I like it, man.
Yeah. It works. He does one thing, but he does it very well.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I picked it mostly was for the first feature. Not even the daily. Like, the daily is great, and I love it. That is not why I picked this up. The feature that I pick up is Pyroclasm, and after I damage multiple enemies with fire on my turn, I get an extra D6 to any enemy that I hit, or every enemy, right?
I think it's one, but I could be wrong. What
to,
is one,
to a single enemy I hit. So I could just use Fire Blast and then pop my daily on a single dude, add an extra D6 of damage. It just does extra damage when after I hit with Fire Blast.
That owns.
Yeah, it's really good. So you got that, but tell us the daily.
The daily is called Rogue Star, and it's super tight. But it's, again, a daily I'm not going to use as much as the first thing. But it's an attack action, intelligence versus dodge. It is 3d10 plus composure. And it's,
whoa.
I call forth a star, and it just falls on a dude. It's awesome.
Doesn't it have a secondary effect?
Each enemy adjacent to the target takes 1d6 fire damage for each point of composure you have.
Whoa.
Which I have two. It's pretty good.
So everybody around the target takes
2d6.
That's yeah. Pretty good. Katie, what about Von Van de Ven? What does he get?
Von Van de Ven chose to do step two radiance. So I was already step one. And my feature is Radiant Overflow. Critical hits against enemies grant you shielding equal to 2x composure.
And shielding is, I don't think we haven't talked that much about it, but it's basically like, it's a shield that takes the first hit of any damage, and it has a certain amount of health, and it depletes, and when it's gone, it's gone. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So if you had 4 composure and double shielding with a crit, you would have a shield that is 8.
Right, and then...
And 8 damage has to be done to you before anything else gets through.
Right. And then my daily is Heaven's Favor. Spontaneous sunbeams break the gloom of combat, illuminating both you and your allies. You, as well as your allies within the zone, gain your composure as hit points, and all of your heals until the end of composure grant additional health equal to your composure. Enemies within the zone deal half damage until the end of your next turn. And that's adjacent cone 5.
It's pretty huge.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Did you guys increase your max HP?
No.
Nope.
Okay. The melee classes other than Citadel, if you picked up a rank in a melee class, you gain 5. Esmond and Vaughn both picked step 2 of a caster class. They get 4.
I didn't take a step in a melee class, so I gained nothing.
Oh, yeah. Correct? No, you gain 4.
Gain 4? Okay. Yeah.
There have been 2 really big changes to the mechanics since our last play session. The upper hand has changed substantially in a way that is, I think, more representative of what flanking would do, and if you put somebody in a bad position, is that if you have the upper hand against somebody, they cannot strike somebody other than you without invoking an attack of opportunity from you. For instance, if you and an ally are flanking an enemy, and that enemy turns to hit one of your allies, you get an attack of opportunity, which is a better representation of what flanking should do.
That sounds right, yeah.
And also, when somebody's knocked down and you're adjacent to them, it's the same deal. So the +2 bonus is gone. But keep in mind that unless otherwise stated, you only get 1 attack of opportunity per round.
Okay.
The other big change is that your per scene and daily attacks now have a limit. So you have per scene attacks and you have daily abilities. You can only use 2 per scene attack actions per scene. So okay. If you have 5, you can use 2. You get
so I can't go crazy with revealing weakness and jumping up and stabbing a dude in the taint and also self-healing and also splitting helmet.
Right, but only, but you could definitely use your swift action. It's not an attack action. Which so reveal okay. weakness is a swift action. You can use that every scene.
So you can only do two
big encounter
attacks.
Okay.
And for your daily, only Esmond and Vaughn gained a daily this time, but you can only use one daily attack per day. And the idea behind it is it's so draining to use something like that that you wouldn't be able to use a different one. So if you have them to pick from, you pick the one you want to use, and it's used for the day.
Okay.
That change was introduced so that it'll be easier to balance later encounters instead of somebody never having to use an at-will again because they have 15,
right.
15 yeah. per scene abilities. So I want to go around again. What is your guys' max HP?
Kelton is 30.
Nesbitt's at 29.
Esmond is at 24.
I'm at 28.
Interesting. So 30 is the highest.
Yep.
It's interesting if we had somebody going full Citadel right now, they would be at 36.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Which sounds appropriate.
Yeah.
Compared
yeah.
to everybody else, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
36 and also doesn't take any damage until like they have over 4 damage hit.
Well, we're assuming they're wearing armor.
Right.
Possibly
presumably.
6.
Yeah.
Possibly 6.
Yeah, if you're wielding a shield, a heavy shield and heavy armor, it's 6 armor is the max you can pretty much get. Which I think I'm fine with. Everybody
yeah,
fine
yeah.
with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's great.
I got 5 armor. I'm happy.
Okay, so picking up where we left off, this battle has ended. The three members of the Way Forward that you met, Drader, the Savathian Eelman, Benarv, the Hrod with a missing arm, and Winnie, the Wicked Witch of the West, Lightning Bug.
I forgot about her. I forgot she was a thing.
That was going to be so cute.
And then you... yeah.
You make your way back to Aster, who has rallied everybody else and now notices that the battle's over. You're carrying Forsha back. She's near catatonic and breathing very heavily. What do you want to do?
Archaeology's over, so probably go home.
I think we deserve a party, honestly.
Yeah.
We saved the day twice. I think we're doing a good job.
Isn't our camp in ruins?
Yeah.
Well, it's not my camp.
Hey, it was going to be in ruins after the party anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, well...
So you kind of want to circle the wagons back, get everybody,
yes.
take inventory. Yeah.
Let's take stock.
Maybe
let's
bury some bodies.
See how we're...
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't want to leave like a bunch of bodies out.
Yeah, right. That sounds bad.
That's okay. How you get coyotes.
That's how you get ants.
Do you want coyotes? That's how you get coyotes.
Aster immediately sets out and starts checking bodies. Not all the people who you thought were dead were. So,
glad we didn't start burying already.
Very convenient.
Wait, which side?
He executes the ones from the opposite side.
Okay, good. Okay. Doesn't even offer to share.
In total, it looks like 5 of your crew have died. There are 5 more in critical condition that need immediate medical attention that I think Vaughn can assist with. And there are 6 who have debilitating injuries that they'll recover from, like broken limbs. And singed faces and that kind of thing.
I'm going to have to roll for deception to help out with the medical.
Oh, God. Damn it.
Oh, my God.
Please, that's where you draw the line. Please.
You know that's not where he draws the
technically
line.
Technically, I am a doctor.
Professor Doctor. Yes, MD. We know.
I was practicing on the way over to try to be more Kelton, less Cheech, but it didn't work. I got to be more down here.
Vaughn's going to go check on the people that are in need of help.
Okay. You can't repair damaged limbs.
Right.
But you can, like, arrest ongoing damage. Like, it's not going to get any worse.
Yeah, yeah.
But somebody with medical skill needs to reset limbs.
Is this Ladybug follow me around? Well,
yes.
Can heal people?
Yeah, yeah. The Ladybug. So, mm-hmm. What's her name?
Hold on. Bitch, let's go.
So Winnie, yes.
Esmond can help cauterize.
Follows
right?
you.
I don't have that fine control of it. They would just be cinder.
It is very imprecise.
It's like, wait, what we got to do is build a wall with a hole in it. Stand near the hole and I'll blast the wall.
That would be a glorious hole.
Damn it.
I'm proud to know you as a person. That, not you to that's, know.
That's the first one to really break me.
Yeah, no, I haven't heard that laugh in a while. That was
that was a good one. Oh, thank you. Okay. Thank you so much.
So Winnie's around me. correct?
Yeah, Winnie is right behind you, healing everybody, cackling.
I'm going around asking the shovels who are in decent condition if they found anything nice.
Let me roll for who you're talking to here. All right, let's come up with a name first. Let's say the name is Marv, okay?
Marv.
It could be male or female, as a Marv is, generally.
Obviously.
All right, Marv is female, and she is a Krex.
Boo. All
right, she is a Krex. Voiced
one of the
by...
sea shanty ones?
Is she a longshoreman?
Those are the kind of cracks that I'm into.
Hey, maybe, right? Like, she's a seagull.
Yeah.
That'll work?
Yeah. Right.
25 is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Are you regretting the randomized characters yet?
I don't say regret. It's just, man, it is. It takes a lot out of me.
I love it.
All right. So, Arnold Schwarzenegger... the female seagull archaeologist intern, basically.
We saw those big chunks of iron in the ground. I never thought I'd see so many.
That's beautiful, Shovel. What do you pull any up for us? Like, I know you've been working real hard. You're doing a great job out here. You got some up, huh?
We've been fighting a bunch of pigs. Yeah. It's been terrible.
All right,
I never want to work here again. I might quit tomorrow. Depends on how you're going to distribute that iron.
No, you can't. I promise you, Shovel, you're going to be taken care of. Like, we care about you very much here.
Yeah, I mean, the healthcare plan isn't exactly worth this.
What do you mean?
I'm only doing this for college credit.
Healthcare plan, it's great. Look at the flappy rat over there healing people. It's
I've got
fabulous.
Kids.
All right, we'll find you another flappy wrap for your kids. It'll be great. Just stick with us. You're doing beautiful, Shovel. You're my favorite. You're my favorite out of the lot of you.
Is Forsha going to be okay?
Oh yeah, Forsha's God, she's tenacious. Yeah, she'll be fine. I promise you.
Good, because I mean, no offense, but if anything happened to her, I don't know what we'd do.
I'm in charge.
Oh, God, don't worry. Yeah, the guff's got it taken care of.
And she...
I mean, not those guff. Those guff are fucked up. This guff over here, he's, smart.
She looks over your shoulder and she's like, are the tankards of ale still intact?
Bless be, yes. If you want, you can go ahead and pour me one too.
Very well. And she waddles off.
Esmond would like to try and grab a couple people and put the dead together so he could make a bitchin' funeral pyre.
Ew.
Okay.
That's the fastest way for me to get rid of bodies. It's the thing I do.
I think that you would know that their families need to be contacted.
I'm in of the enemies.
Oh, okay. All right.
There's a lot of... We killed some people.
That's true. Okay, for the enemies, for sure. Go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
You get a couple people together. I'm assuming you build... funeral pyre. You could throw them on the catapult that
were
you're burning.
I could just pile them up and engulf them in fire.
Were they wearing...
Just open your mouth and breathe fire.
Were they wearing helmets, any of them?
Yes.
A couple of them?
Only, let's say, three of them were wearing helmets.
Okay, can Kelton make drums out of them, like Return of the Jedi, so we could party?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes, right. You may.
Kelton's going to start playing some sweet drums.
All right.
As far as I know, before I was part of this, the episode before, or right when I joined... Nesbitt's character knows Forsha in a romantic sense.
No.
Okay, then never mind.
Would
like to, maybe.
One.
I assume that
first
by
part is,
conversation.
First part is yes, does know Forsha. Romantic sense, no.
Okay.
Well, we don't know that
mind.
For sure. No.
Because
we don't know for sure. She hates him, but we don't know why she hates
him. Yeah, I assumed it was because of a
she
scorned
hates him
love.
She met him.
Yeah, but how did she meet him?
Because I had some plans, but never mind.
Okay.
Them anyway.
Well, I don't know.
I
mean,
the thing is,
Vaughn doesn't know, so...
Okay, yeah, because I was going to roll...
He might just be making assumptions.
Okay, because, all right, so I'll tell my thought, was that if that was true, I was going to see if I could roll to if I picked up on that or not, so I could use it in the storyline. But if I don't, then I can just do it regardless.
Nobody's checked on Forsha.
Mm-mm.
All right.
I'm no medicine man.
I figured she was with the healers.
Wait, is she not with
now that you
everyone
mention it, yeah.
who needs me?
Nesbitt is probably the last thing Forsha wants to see the first time she, like, regains composure. So, yeah, I should probably head over there.
Okay.
Okay. I'll bring an extra tankard of ale. All
right. You bring a tankard of ale to Forsha, who is in the barracks with Kaidwi, who is recovering, and Kaidwi's just kind of looking after her. Forsha is sitting up, and she's looking at her hands, and she just seems kind of out of it. Looks at you when you enter. Kaidwi is like, well, she seems to be doing better. Isn't that right, Forsha? And Forsha nods and just seems kind of a little overwhelmed by just everything. Something happened to her, and she's just kind of taking it in.
Forsha, how you doing? Haven't talked to you lately.
And she just stares at you. You don't get the feeling that there's malice or confusion. She's just looking at you.
Forsha, you doing all right?
She nods slowly.
Yeah, you want some mail?
She looks at the tankard in your hand and nods again.
Good, good. I was starting to get a little worried. I don't know if you know. You're looking a little funny. We're doing good, right, Forsha? Here, have a beer. All
right, she takes it, and she very slowly brings it to her face and drains it.
Talk to me, Forsha. What happened back there? That was the rock you were looking for, right? And now you're feeling funny?
And she just stares at you. And Kaidwi says, well, she's hasn't said much. But she's undergone quite a shock, it seems.
All right.
Sure, a spoonful of sugar will help.
You take it easy. I'll go refill your cup.
And she hands you the cup. It's starting to get around twilight, so you're about 2 hours from dark.
Kelton has the interns around, and they're all playing in a drum circle.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Just howling in the sky for their lost comrades.
We won a battle.
Yeah.
She was dope.
Yeah, that's pretty upsetting.
I thought we were all going to die, so now we're just drum circling it out.
You're not an army. I mean, this is a big deal.
In fact, I've tried to convince two armies to help us. Neither one of them will do anything.
What's up with these way forward goons? What are
yeah, let's
doing?
Go have a talk with them. Nesbitt, are you gonna grab Esmond for some muscle?
Yeah, you and the Guff. Let's go and chat with these dudes.
Winnie is still with.
It'd be really hilarious if you left me, and then like you just had this whole adventure. Well, I'm just back here, and he just cuts back to me every few minutes.
Von
Vanderven,
medicine man.
Yeah.
So Winnie is with Vaughn right now, but Narv and Drader are with Aster, and they're cleaning up the camp, like dragging bodies to the fire, just trying to be useful.
Want to get like a little bit more of an understanding of
what
whole like mechanic is. Like
who
are these dudes really? Like what do we know at this point?
We should platter them with booze.
What you know from last time is that they responded to a scrying ritual that if any magical things were discovered underground or near your area, that they would come. That whoever was closest would come, because their worry as the cult is that heresy is being found underground, and it's the wrong thing to do is to look into the past, because that's what they call the way forward. They don't look to the past. Magic is the gift that the gods give you for repentance.
In that case, let the archaeology professor lead the conversation.
What? And
go
not,
for it, man.
Yeah.
And not the magical fire lizard?
I would say in order to piss them off, I would go first, but if you know.
So right now it's Drader and Benarv, but if you wanted to get Winnie, she's with Von Vandeven.
And what was the Krex dude that we hated? What was his name?
His name was Calavon.
Calavon.
Yeah, he's the leader.
Okay.
Where's he at?
He's not here.
They're coming to get me, I leave the drum circle.
Okay. Oh, wow. All right.
Yeah. Save my spot.
It's a big moment.
Yeah. You're like, oh, we're doing this? All right.
I'll be back. Save me a drum.
All right, you hand them off to a kid whose dad died today, and you're like, you're the next one, buddy. You got to carry the torch.
One day, too, you can die for me.
You approach Benarv, Aster, and Drader.
Okay.
How you guys doing? Been a big day, right? You way forward, guys. Don't really like your scene, if I got to be honest with you. Where do we stand here? Like, you oppose what we're doing, you come here, you fight alongside us, but I don't know, man, do I call you friend? I'd like to call you friend. I don't know if I'd like to call you friend. I'd like to call you friend.
Drader, the eel, looks up and he's like, well, I mean, I'm not going to let people just come in and murder you. You know, I don't really have anything in common with you other than the fight we just went through. Yeah. You know, but I don't really...
The fight where we saved your life.
And Benarv is like, oh, that is one way of thinking of that. Yeah. And he looks down at his own stump of an arm. He's like, I suppose I would like to be friends, but we obviously have an ideological impasse. Do you think that you may abandon this pursuit, given what you've already gone through, could be seen as a punishment from the gods?
It looked more like some dumb shit from some shitty guys. See a lot of dumb shit from shitty guys around here. It's a little odd.
And so. Drader just goes, yeah, we do.
I'm not well versed in guff matters. I don't think it's punishment, especially since I'm doing okay. Got both arms, you know.
Fuck you.
Just going straight for the arm. Shit.
Amazingly, Benarv doesn't seem to take offense. He seems like somebody who maybe takes everything in stride as being more of a psychological curiosity. I was like, that was a clever joke. Yes. Aster breaks in. He's like, I think, Benarv, perhaps you should tell them about what you told me. He goes, yes, we didn't see any abducted children. However, we did have a run-in with a pair of confusing people, Krex, both white, though drastically different heights. And I don't know exactly what they were up to, but it was very clear that they were trying to hide what they were doing.
Were they storks?
They were not storks. And they both called each other Howard.
So they were ducks.
One was.
That's all right. Yeah, that's
the other one was a bit of a goose.
Was there a second or third duck involved? Like that would really sell it for me.
No, there were no second duck. But they called each other Howard. I don't know if that was their real name. They're real shady characters. But we saw them about a week ago.
Where'd you see these guys?
Well, it's more interesting that Aster here had encountered them about 2 months ago.
Really? Yes. Fascinating.
Yes, he encountered them 2 months ago, and they told us they had just arrived. And where we saw them was about 2 miles from our camp, which is 10 miles from here. And if you saw them near Asna's Fall, and Aster, yeah, that's about 20 miles of travel they've done, in a way that doesn't look like they're trying to exit the forest.
50 miles, that's a lot.
Do I know where that the falls are?
Asna's Fall is the village that you went to for Clan Bryrick.
Bryrick.
All right, so...
So yes, I do.
Yes.
That's where we found our buddy.
But for listeners.
That's a bit of a trek, huh? All right, well, they could be fucking anywhere, huh?
I don't know if they're involved with the children anyway.
It's our only lead. We have no interest in children. We are... If you don't mind, I mean, you're welcome to come visit. You know, they wouldn't call it a base camp. Compound. That's what they'd call it.
God damn it.
Like, you're welcome to come visit our compound. We've got no issue with you guys. I mean, except for, you know, the obvious violation of everything we hold holy. But we'd like to change your mind, if that's possible.
Let's see you guys do that. Maybe we can talk to your one buddy.
Benarv cocks his head.
You know, Calavon. Tall, kind of a condescending, shitty guy.
Drader goes, he's not the biggest fan of yours. I would suggest talking to others.
Fair enough.
I do believe we're going to finish up here and turn in for the night, if you don't mind. If you could understand, we're quite a bit tired.
Ordeal. Look like you've been doing better.
Saving your life, I understand. It makes us tired as well.
And Drader just laughs. And,
do you like drum circles?
Fucking hate them.
In that case.
The rest of the workers who are not yet ready to go to bed, they're a bit shaken. They're kind of trying to relax with some ale. They've built a bonfire near the center of the camp where they have removed the pieces of Dairon away from where you guys have fallen through into the earth. And they're just kind of sitting around in a circle, relaxing.
Okay. How many did I heal? How many did she heal?
That's a good question.
Yeah. So I'd like to know.
Well, there's a total of, what do we say? There was five dead, five with maiming injuries that they can recover from, and the rest, it was six, 11 people to heal. So let's use a die 10 with one floater, right? So yeah. Vaughn healed five.
Okay.
So you both healed five. Who got the extra one? Say, call odds or
odds
evens.
Odds or evens.
Evens.
Oh.
Son of a bitch.
Winnie beat you to
behind.
It.
Behind.
All right.
Vaughn's very bitter. Okay. Just so we're all clear on this.
But Winnie's in such good spirits.
I don't fucking care. Like,
did you have your own episode of MASH on the side?
Yeah,
when
like,
to
I had a whole episode in my mind over here where you guys are talking.
Yeah.
Like
actually, yeah, if we could have a spinoff episode real quick, that would be awesome.
If there's an episode of MASH in this setting, it would be the only show I'd like more than the regular MASH.
Hawkeye would be a literal Hawkman.
Yeah, just like it's a crack slowly coming in as the music plays.
All right, so everyone's already healed and all good.
Unless you want to go person by person, we could generate some characters that you're healing.
No, I wanted to like. Never mind.
Okay.
Never mind.
One. Just do one. Come on.
Okay, so you come across a patient you don't like. Huh. Well, patient being a worker here.
Yeah.
And they are male. Guff, who is voiced by... Wait, who? How old are they? Let's find out. Okay. 31. Voiced by... 34.
I love that face.
Face.
Love the face.
That face.
Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, it's going to be so creepy.
All right, Hannibal Lecter. His name is Gradil.
Okay.
And as you approach, he's like, oh, hello. Have you come to seal my wounds?
Roll to see if these are self-inflicted.
Holy shit.
What did you say?
These might be self-inflicted. You might want to check.
Please hurry. I'm in quite a bit of pain.
Okay. Vaughn's ears go back because he's uncomfortable. And how bad are his injuries?
He's just ahead.
Like he's fucking mutilated. Like,
let's say
spilling out all over the place.
One to two.
Hello.
1 to 2, broken limb. 3 to 4, missing a limb. 5 to 6, eviscerated.
This is gonna get gross.
Missing a leg.
Okay.
You can heal this, right?
Is he holding the limb? Because I hope so.
Yes, but it's not his.
Okay. I like this one better.
He's got like a fucking emu leg.
Please. I do so miss it.
Like, you're giving me creeps.
Yeah. It's like, Hannibal Lecter.
I know, he's creeped me out.
Mother gave me this leg.
Winnie yeah. goes, I'll flip you for it.
You can back off.
Oh, fine.
Yeah, it is fine.
You cannot regrow a limb.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
So, how
just
are you going to break...
limbs out of nowhere.
How are you going to break that news
like,
to him?
Sew that on...
Or just, like, fake it, like, hold the leg next to it and be like, yeah, it's going great.
Sew it on and it just rots.
Okay, I also don't think this is Vaughn, while he can heal, doesn't enjoy healing. He's really grossed out by people who are upset, like, and gross.
Especially a giant, greasy pig man.
Yeah.
Missing a leg and bleeding all over the place.
And so...
Who talks like a pervert.
Yeah. So Vaughn goes up to, what's his name?
Gradil.
Vaughn goes up to Gradil and is like, your wounds are very gross. And, unfortunately, I cannot reattach a limb, but I can heal the stump.
This upsets you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seeing your reaction makes me think that this is attached to some kind of childhood trauma. Is that correct?
And Vaughn, very flustered, is like, we don't need to go into that right now.
Ah, so you don't intend to establish trust with your patient. You haven't had a lot of training, I see.
Hmm.
Odds we go into a 30-minute flashback.
We all play different characters. We're just really getting deep to puns.
By the way, we are going to do that for everybody.
Yeah. All right, and just I'll be like, you know, I know a hot-rod gentleman who can be able to cauterize that bone for you. Yep.
Well, I'd assumed that your healing powers would be able to just stop the bleeding, but if you would prefer to cause a new injury to do that, I see that this really does bother you.
Like, let's say his wound is tied off, it's got a tourniquet, that kind of thing. It's bandaged.
What I was trying to say is that I don't like dealing with you, and I can hurt you even more because I know this fucking guy can't cauterize shit. So do you want to shop? Let me do this, or do you want to, like, let's get down to business? But I was trying to, like...
It's like, well, I've been laying in wait this entire time, waiting just for you.
Ugh. Fun, actually, like, ugh, like, shivers.
And Winnie pushes you out of the way, and she's like, I'll take care of it.
I shrug her off, and I'm like, all right, everyone needs to stop talking to me right now.
And Gridil slowly turns his head and locks eyes with Winnie. And he's like, oh, will you be healing me? And she goes, yes! And just does it. Now try to get some sleep. And, like, walks off.
Why did you put it on the list? Why did you do it?
I follow after, and I kind of shrug check her with my shoulder. I'm just like, I could handle that. Thank you.
She goes, oops!
And then, like, Vaughn's just very visibly annoyed with this person and what's just happened.
She seems oblivious. She thought that she ran into you.
Nope.
Okay.
Oh, God. So she's, like, Canadian. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm sure I'm sorry.
All Tectani are slightly Canadian.
it's a hard life picking Dairon and pulling eggs.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So that
did not go how I wanted it to.
you could have healed it literally at any point.
No, that wasn't the...
Nobody knows how you wanted that to go.
Yeah, it throws your game off, man. I understand.
All right. Where do we leave off? The bonfire had started, and they're all drinking ale. They just went through some shit.
Yep.
Five of their friends are dead.
They're probably thinking of a way to thank us.
Yeah, I don't think they were being thanked.
So we're all done with everything, and I'm done with my healing and my terrible conversation, and I meet up with them after they've had their conversation.
Okay.
I'm just hanging out in the drum circle.
So you go back to...
Back with everyone else? Kelton, like, are we all just together, like, what are we going
to
do?
Yeah, Kelton walks back to the drum circle.
Okay.
Okay, so it's Nesbitt, Esmond, and me?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm apart from the bonfire, I kind of don't feel like we should be interfering. I feel like we had very different...
You don't want to commiserate.
I'm feeling a little triumphant.
Yeah, we're the heroes.
We're not with the shovels.
We won our war.
I think the shovels are feeling a bit triumphant too, but there is a kind of seriousness to it that they're like, oh, well, we won, so let's not, like, be sad, but we're going to sit around here and kind of
with the help of This guy.
I have another question. Okay, so like I was misguided in my assumption that Forsha and Nesbitt had had a romantic relationship.
Yes,
you know.
Am
that,
I also misguided in assuming that Nesbitt and like is not trying to hit on Shovels? Because that's what I assumed the first time we talked to a Shovel.
I would say
I
that's
am
up
trying
to
Nesbitt. Con money out of Shovels.
Oh, okay. I thought say. Like all right. So the first
well,
shovel
con you... men usually sleep with the.
Oh yeah, yeah, no, I mean like the Shovels that I've been speaking to just happened to be female.
Dirty
and
rotten
so,
scoundrels.
Okay, like... well, all right. So I get this from the first episode that or the second episode, the one that I joined. Before you met me, you had a conversation with the Shovel where you were like, it seemed like you were hitting on her. But then again, that could just be my own, like...
He's just a squirrel.
Terrible experience.
Yeah, because...
No,
I don't know
well,
if you,
that's
kind of
true
terrible,
because I was like, I don't know, if someone is on, like... what. As an archaeology major, like if someone came
now with a dark.
So are you saying that my lines would have worked on you?
I mean, kinda. Like I was like, if someone called me Shovel, I'd be like, oh, it's like douchey in a hot way. Like oh.
You're the worst person.
Like, this it's great. No, Katie's job is to confirm every bro stereotype about women that we tell ourselves isn't true. That's her job.
Katie,
here.
Can we have another podcast called
Katie,
douchey in a hot way though?
Douchey in a hot way.
Yeah.
That'll be one of our t-shirts.
But like, if you
Bert Kreischer's
like,
our only
I don't know,
guest.
Like as a yeah, I mean I can't say that it's not true, I suppose. But if someone came to you while I was on the date and it was like, hey Shovel, and like, I don't know. You
oh
know what?
God.
Let's not talk
oh
about
God.
Me right now. Let's not go
oh
into
God.
This Pandora's box in my life. Anyways, so no, you were not hitting on people, or you were?
But role play it. See what happens.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah,
no, we'll
yeah
see
we're doing
goes.
This. We're going hard.
So,
but yeah, no. But now I know why I'm not getting laid, because I'm not fucking Nesbitt, apparently.
Nobody is, let's be fair.
No, I'm not.
A whole new world.
I think you're just... fine on your own, for the record.
So, the...
my life.
So while everybody's commiserating and you guys are split between what you think is appropriate for you guys to do, Forsha comes out of the barracks and makes her way towards the Shovels. and accepts a tankard of ale and sits in front of the fire and just starts downing some ale and relaxing and seems to have mostly come out of it, still very stiff and shaken, you know, but letting it soak in.
How does she react to the stone cold grooves coming from the drum circle with the interns?
You're not getting much of a reaction, but I think Kelton is pretty confident that she's digging it.
Oh, Shovel digging it? Can't believe it.
Yeah. We need t-shirts designating like Shovel rank.
Yeah.
And, like, I dig it.
I think we should pack it in the morning, figure out what we're going to do. And see if a night's of rest makes Forsha able to talk about it.
Yeah, because the archaeology dig has become way more important with what we found. And we have the kids to rescue.
Yeah, we have to do that or else the archaeology dig is not happening.
Yeah.
So,
Kelton would prefer not to get murdered by anyone, so...
Yeah, it's everyone.
Yeah, I want to light dudes on fire.
And he's putting that urgency to not get murdered into the sweet drum beats.
Oh, okay.
So you're back to the... Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So you're back to the drum beats. I'm sorry.
Esmond's just want to live his sweet life and have all the freedom that he can and burn motherfuckers with fire from space.
Can you
that's all he wants.
Yeah.
That's all he wants.
So let's assume that what you guys are packing it in?
For tonight.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Nesbitt, give me an awareness roll.
17.
Oh, shit. Okay.
18 with his intelligence.
With intelligence, yeah.
Okay. So you look over at the fire and you notice the Forsha is staring at you. And when she looks at you and you look at her, she kind of gives you a head movement like, follow me kind of thing.
I think Katie ships it.
I'm just like, like they're the only two girls I know and I want them to be together. Like, that's what I want in my life.
Go on, kiss the girl.
Go ahead.
So, and then she gets up and walks over to her tent.
All right. Yeah, I'm following Forsha.
Would I be best man?
Yeah.
Tight.
Man, I'm the one
Met you.
I'm the one shipping over here. Like,
I have immolated seven or eight people in his name.
That's not my
fault.
That's
all I'm saying.
That's not my fault. Like,
Kelton will be presiding.
Yeah.
So, okay. You go into her tent, and she's disrobing.
All right, Katie, here you go.
Thank goodness.
Hey, Portia, hey, you doing all right?
She walks up to you and grabs your snout to close it, and she goes, "Don't make a big deal out of it, but do a good job."
Roll dexterity.
Oh, no. My gosh.
Roll dexterity.
And I'm excited.
And fade to black.
What? Go ahead.
I do want to know if it's good, though.
Yeah.
I want to know if you do a good job.
Yeah. Can all we roll right, to so, see if he gets a good
so,
job?
So, all right. So, nothing based on opinion. Just give me a dex roll.
I just use this die.
Here's where the superstition comes in. Is
you don't want to use the same one?
You want to use one of mine?
No.
Okay.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That is weirder. I'm not going to fuck Portia with your die.
I wouldn't fuck Portia with your die.
15.
You feel pretty confident about your performance.
All right.
Does she, though?
That's a totally different... He can't roll to see if...
Yeah. You can.
I can roll to see how she feels about something, but you don't get to know it.
We're not in her head.
Unless, can we hear
can
it?
Can I roll to see if I'm aware that she called him over?
Really? Wait, yes. No, do it. Just roll. Just roll.
Do you
just
wanna,
fucking
do you,
roll.
Do you want
to see...
Yeah, I
want
to roll awareness.
Give me an awareness roll, and let me know your score. I'll say if you get a 15 or higher, you see what goes down between Nesbitt and Forsha before they enter the tent.
All right. I feel pretty confident about myself. But it's my talent. Oh, fuck. All right. It's my talent, so I can roll twice.
Rolled a 92. Let's see the second roll.
Let's do it.
18. 18.
Plus
20, 21.
Which is 21.
All right. Yeah, Vaughn sees it before Vaughn goes to bed.
And thank goodness, because I've had this idea in my mind for quite some time.
This is... Katie is our fanfic enabler here.
Do you... Please tell me you write erotica in your spare time.
No.
You fucking should.
Yeah, you got to get in on that shit.
Why? Like, because
it seems like a part
you're very
of your personality
passionate about
that you
it.
Need to get. You need to get out.
Just
I don't read it, but I would read
yours specifically.
Nesbitt Forsha fic.
Katie, your first one. Your first draft should be Nesbitt Forsha.
You know what? I'll think about it. It could be a Patreon thing.
A lonely,
but
a lonely archaeologist on an Irish island. You know.
She wants her bad boy rogue.
No.
Before you guys go to bed, is there anything else you want to do?
Nope.
Another round with Forsha.
All right. Give
fade
me
to black again.
If you all right.
Unfade.
Endurance.
No, I don't even want to do the post coitus conversation that leads to the next one. I don't want to do that. I'm not gonna roll anything. I'll tell you this. So Nesbitt's experience is that Forsha seems kind of clumsy and inexperienced, but eager. I don't know how Nesbitt takes that.
All right.
New day dawns.
Yes, great.
Everybody's moving.
Thank you.
The cleanup was pretty effective, but there is still craters in the ground. You're going to have to redo all the markings to where you guys were digging. You have to remove the diarin, document it, all that kind of thing. So, Nesbitt, did you stay in Forsha's tent?
No.
Okay. So, you went to your own...
Went back to the course.
Good call, dude. You don't need the camp talking. I mean, they're gonna now.
I was about to say, hopefully Vaughn keeps his fucking mouth shut.
There's no what fucking way. There's no way in hell.
I find that insulting. Like, you don't know me. Like, I got my own plans.
It's true. They don't really know Vaughn.
Yeah, like, they're just, like, $10. It's just, I just happened to heal you.
$10 diary.
You're betting on my ability to keep my mouth shut?
Yeah. I don't think you could do it as a real person to roleplay it.
That's fair.
Okay, so we
shit, that's so hard.
You start normal work. Everybody's doesn't even know where to begin. They need to send a messenger back to Nefar, you know, probably with a small caravan for protection to deliver the bodies. Families need to be notified. As they're leaving, a small retinue arrives of three people, and two of them are from the Church of Baratus, and one of them is a Tolden. With a long, like a beige cape, like a long overcoat.
Oh, a Tolden, so a bland thing.
Yes, and this is our first custom NPC.
All right,
from Patreon.
Yeah.
Thank you, aww. Patreon.
He's pretty tall, probably about 6 feet. They came in on foot. He walks in, and he of the three, he looks very tired. The other ones are kind of young and spry, 20-something, a male and a female. He looks like he's walking them through. Does not look like a member of Church and Baratus. He's has short, dark hair. It's curly. And he wears a gray overcoat. It's very untidy. And he's tall and lanky. And he walks in and he's like, who's in charge here?
I pretty much run shit here.
Oh, okay. Great. Hi, I'm Detective Bolivo.
Detective?
God damn it!
Yes.
Good to meet you.
I understand.
All right. I'm going to kill Liam with this one. So I'm trying to find a good way to insert this character.
Just do it. Just
all right.
Is this a reference that I would...
Yes.
Don't give it away.
I understand there's some you guys have been having some trouble around here after the Tectonic Collective, the Batarost. I assume you've had the dealings with them. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay, good. One of your associates, I understand it, Mr. Giles of the Church of Baratus, reported to us some very disturbing things. So, this... And come to along with that, we're hearing in the area there's children missing, there's all of this, and now you gotta understand my surprise. I show up today and I see what looks like a pile of burned corpses, at least
you
some kind
welcome.
Of few. Oh, okay. So, Mr.
Esmond, sir.
Esmond, you were involved in the disposal of the bodies. I'm sure there were a big inconvenience.
I'm involved in the disposal of many things.
Good, okay, I understand. It's important to be cleanly, right? That's...
What's your concern here, Detective?
Well, I just, we want to know what's going on up back in the far. I mean, we share a border with this. We see that this archaeological dig goes down and, all of a sudden all hell breaks loose, right? I mean, I'm sure it's been very difficult for you. I mean, of all people.
There have been some complications, yes, but we're taking care of it.
Complications, yeah. I guess I would call them that, too. That makes a lot of sense. And tell me, and he walks over to one of the areas where they unearthed some of the Dairon. And he's like, "This, there was something here, right?
Guff artifacts.
We moved some rocks out of the way, and we found this wonderful Guff artifact that You're from the far, you said?
Oh, yes. I was hired to
over
this.
So you crossed a border?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so, this is like a different country.
I would say it's a different country. That's right. Very different country.
Yeah, so rocks.
Okay. Rocks. There are a lot of different rocks. Rocks and minerals, aren't they?
Rocks.
I'm sorry. I'm Detective
Guff Minerals, right?
I'm Detective Bolivo. What is your name, sir?
Dr. Professor Kelton Mandergrove, lately of Jokatroy University. Maybe you've heard of it.
Wow, the Dr. Professor, that makes my lieutenant sound pretty paltry. I mean, cheers to you. That must have been a lot of school.
Oh, yeah. Lots of learning. Books.
Well.
All of them.
No doubt. No doubt, quite a few more than I have. I mean, I don't, I don't.
Oh,
really,
you've
get
read
a lot
books?
Time. I mean, a couple. I mean, one or two. Mostly, picture books and stuff.
Detective, if you're satisfied.
Oh well, satisfaction is one of those things, right? So, who are those guys? Who dress alike over in the corner? The robes,
they're a cult, technically.
Oh, a cult. That's very interesting. I mean, would you guys mixing it up with? Cults now?
You know how cults are. They show up.
I thought this was an archaeology thing. I thought that...
Who hasn't taken a job? Turned out you're working for a cult digging holes. And then it happens.
I feel like we need to mention that this actually did happen.
Well, first it was an archaeology site. And then it might have been the place where a civil war was going to happen. And then it was where we triumphantly killed a tornado.
I mean, you can understand my confusion when I come into here and I'm told, this is going to be an archaeology dig. And now it seems like the center of some kind of huge political strife. I mean, there's got to be some kind of explanation.
Don't worry too much about that.
You're not familiar with archaeology or what it does ever, are you?
Who, me? No.
It does, yeah. That's...
No, I don't really know. Is it normally...
contentious?
Oh, yeah. Oh, totally.
Like, well, I assume you wouldn't mind if I stayed around and asked a couple questions.
Oh, would you like to, like, move closer to the holes?
Well, I'd assume I would really like to talk to your workers, maybe get a sense of what it's like a day.
Oh,
in the
no,
life
they
here.
Don't know anything.
I gotta tell you, they're the drunk. Shovels here, they're not particularly friendly. I don't think you're gonna get much out of them.
You know, I would talk to the lightning bug over there. I would really, really question her about her intentions.
Oh, well, now you would say her intentions. You mentioned they're a cult. I would like to know what kind of things do they believe? Is any wacky things like the star's gonna come to life and knit everybody's sweaters? Is there any kind of...
Mostly just that what we're doing here is the wrong thing to do.
Yeah, they just don't like archaeology. It's weird. I don't get it.
Oh, well, I definitely would.
You like archaeology, right, Detective?
What I've seen so far is just
looks
amazing.
Great, right?
Yeah, it's
you got some holes in the ground and guff artifacts.
Like, Vaughn and I are big archaeologists.
So you don't have any use for, like, little kids here. I don't see any running around. Well, there's one with a drum over there.
That's a weird question. Like, do you have a use for little kids? In school, we learned a thing called projecting.
I hear... Like, I definitely don't want to do that. I just, you know, I hear back there that some kids go missing, and then I hear there's all this turmoil.
Okay.
I'm wondering if maybe during all this conflict you see, like, somebody came in out of the woods, it looks like, and they caused a big fuss. Any kids in that group?
No, but, like...
Seen people out of the woods? No kids.
Funny story, like, there's a clan, and they said that they would kill us if we didn't find their kids.
I imagine that caused some stress. You know,
well,
I sympathize. That's, I mean, my job.
Like,
my job is to find things.
Kids.
You know, and if I don't find the things, I get, you know, people get
upset. And
let me
guess,
too.
You're here to tell us to also find the kids, or you'll kill us? Because, like, that's been going around a lot.
Oh no, I'm here. Between us, I don't think there's it. You guys aren't doing anything wrong, right? So,
of course not.
How wrong is murder?
Well, I would say it's pretty wrong. I mean, like, you know.
What about in self-defense?
Well, it's not murder then, is it? I mean, like, I can get on board. Like,
it feels similar.
If you, I feel like if you tell me about
you. I tried both. I got the same sensation.
Great rush. Total rush.
I feel like if you, we could talk about that. I mean, you tell me what happened in your case. I feel like we would come to.
Detective, you tell me. Like, you seem to know a bunch about some kids. Like, what have you heard? Like, I've been telling you about what we got going on. What do you got going on? Tell me about yourself, Detective.
And who are these people?
Well, listen, I'm just as frustrated as anybody, right? So I'm sitting back in my office, you know, up in the city in the far. They say they need a detective. They tell me I got to go all the way to Gravor. They didn't send me with the kind of duds they send you guys with, right? So it's pretty inconvenient. And they say that this archaeology thing happens. There's a Tiktani interest. I mean, I don't really know what's going on with those people. I mean, I don't... They seem like lovely people. I don't want to say anything against them. But...
good folks, I promise you.
But I think we all know what we mean when I say they creep me out. But the...
No, I don't. What do you mean?
It's a little leg.
Look, I don't want...
For
I, wanna...
me, I was just saying, the little legs for me.
look, are you guys recording? Okay? Because, like, I don't want to get in trouble.
What
if I told you your pink, fleshy skin creeps me out?
I would agree. I mean, look at me. I'm disgusting. So there was a guff came in and complained about missing children like over a month ago. And naturally, I hear these two things come together. I want to stick around. I want to ask some questions. Because if I can be, I'm here to help you. I mean, let's be real. I'm here to help you.
Detective, you tell me what you got out of that.
I think that your friends over there, the lightning bug, as the lovely big-eared person here put it.
Aww.
That's a nice costume, by the way.
Is it really that easy? Is that really?
Yeah, Vaughn's very persuaded by people's words. Just so you know, like
if you don't mind, I think I'll just ask around. I think I'll meet with these people. You don't have a problem, with that?
No, go ahead.
All right,
knock yourself out.
Thank you very much. And he like gives you like a little mock salute and putters off and starts talking to people and doesn't bother you again.
Can I roll for a? Is it awareness to see if, like, I don't know, like, his sincerity of everything he said so far?
It would be intuition.
Intuition, okay.
And it's your composure.
15.
With a 15, he seems a little stumbly and put off at himself and put out by this whole thing.
you don't get the feeling that he's lying.
Okay.
Forsha comes out of her tent, and...
How's she looking?
She looks fine. Normal.
Does she have her groove back?
No, I was gonna say, does it look like, yeah, she's still haggard?
She does not look haggard. She looks like she's well-kept. She looks more like she's back to her old self, but still very grave.
Uh-huh. The, like her dog just died?
No, more like there's a sense of purpose, and after everything that's happened, you could assume that means that her work just tripled, but she knows what she's got to do. Does that make sense?
Okay. No. I have no context for that.
I have never worked.
So
is she getting paid more than me? I'm starting to think.
I fucking hope so.
She might be getting paid more than me.
That's really actually up to Nesbitt.
I'm actually going to say... Without Kelton, there wouldn't be an excavation anymore.
No, but Nesbitt kind of negotiates for the expedition, who gets what and puts it together. Okay, so
I never really thought about how much influence I have over this.
Yeah.
The three members of the Way Forward make their way over to Forsha, and they just start talking. They seem like they're having a very excitable discussion on their end, and Forsha is speaking, but very plainly.
I would like to intercede.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Hey.
Hey, Forsha.
Ladies
how you doing?
Gentlemen. How's everybody this morning?
And they kind of part away from you, like kind of surprised that you'd be like, jump in and interrupt them. But Narv kind of holds his arm out and to quiet them. Yeah, the one arm to quiet them. And he says, we were just discussing here with your foreman that... What happened to her was quite unique, and we were wondering if you really need her here in this moment, or if we could bring her back to our compound to...
I would say we need her more here than ever.
And Forsha turns to you guys, and she goes, well, I think you'd be okay. I mean, you just kind of need to set back up where you were, right? I can go. I mean, if you really tell me to stay, I'll stay, but...
You're not going alone.
It's like, well, I'm not really concerned about these three. She like...
So wait, is the lightning bug not being questioned by the detective and she's with these people?
The detective is with the shovels.
Okay, so yeah. Bond's
your
not
weird vendetta is...
I love it. I'm a very bitter person.
You're trying to fuck the detective?
No. What?
I don't even know what you're alluding to.
No, I'm asking, I don't like the lightning bug, and I was just like, hey, go fucking talk to that lightning bug. Get it for out of my face.
Oh, I mean, I think
doing shit over here.
Yeah, he's going through the
fucking healing ass bitch. I don't need this.
If you look at Bolivo, he's sitting on the ground, like talking to some of them, and like somebody hands him a piece of jerky, and he's eating it, and he's like, thank you very much, I appreciate it. Yeah, that's great. No, it's good time. Good.
What'd
time.
What I say? Go talk to the lightning bug. Doesn't listen. All right.
You're not his boss. He does what he feels like he wants to do. But yeah, Forsha's like, if you need me to stay, I'll stay. But I do feel like. If we're going to know what's underground, they might be able to give me the answer.
I'm here, archaeologist.
That's fine. Forsha, let's go on ahead back to their little place and figure out what's underground, huh?
He's like, we got a whole fucking dig. You made a breakthrough. Look, if
Do
you
I
want
look
the switch,
like a fucking we, shovel to you, Forsha?
She goes, if you want the switch, you go with him. I'll stay. I'll go down the fucking hole myself. I saw that staircase. I want to see down there, see what the ghost.
I forgot about the staircase.
Yeah, me too. I want to go. Forsha, I'm starting to think you don't respect me.
So, I wouldn't want you getting that impression.
All right, Forsha.
If it makes you feel any better, I can take a couple shovels. But we just made the discovery of a lifetime, and we can't lose the foreman and as well as the lead archaeologist and the liaison, you know, and certainly not the excavator.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, she's got a point, right. Guys.
Doesn't mean I like it.
Or the actor.
Respected.
She's no actor. What are you talking about?
I know. You're in a costume. You still have not done it.
So the fucking point.
None of that. He is a man and has been introduced to Forsha as a respected archaeologist.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, bitch. Maybe it's like just wearing a costume. Maybe wearing eccentric. Bailey. Who knows? You know what?
Archaeologists are all fucking weirdos.
You know, I hope she does die. Fuck you. Like,
say Forsha, of course, can go with them because then I'm in charge. And I think...
You were in charge anyway, right?
Yeah, but...
Now you're more in charge.
Now he's admitting that he wasn't in charge.
And then maybe we just Butch Cassidy off with that diamond. Then we have our own adventures.
I am extremely okay with that idea.
I want to know what's at the bottom of those stairs now.
Yeah, we can get for more of those shiny things. Because Kelton sincerely believes that they're guff artifacts.
Wait. He sincerely believes that?
He's not BSing?
Like, no, he's sincerely. He's just dumb. I don't know. Did you guys read my biography?
All right.
I wrote it all down.
Vaughn is skeptical about Forsha going alone, but is...
She's an adult. She can make her own decisions. You're not her mom.
Okay, but Vaughn is not happy.
You can insist opinions. That more people go with her.
We need them. We need them for archaeology.
We need them for a word he probably can't spell.
We got a couple of space shovels.
R-K.
we had roughly 10 spare shovels. Yeah. They're gone.
Yeah,
that's true.
We're down
15 functional people.
All right.
Not only that, the goddamn kids. We got to find these kids or we're all going to die.
I was like, I don't think we should trust her going alone. I think we should go with her.
We asked to do it and she said no.
Yeah.
I give Nesbitt a very long look of sir.
Yeah, I'm not really in the habit of contradicting Forsha, so...
And Forsha goes, if it make you feel any better, aye. And she points over the corner, she's like, Wheezy, Dumpy.
What? Why do we have,
why do they call him Dumpy?
So, you're up. Let's go.
He's a shoveler. He dumps things.
And the other one is just has a respiratory issue as he shovels.
He's like, you're up. Come on. They're coming with me. They'll go. They don't need to be here. They're... One of them is a welder. He specializes in compressed gases. So nothing you're going to do here. So let's go. And she's like, is that better? You feel better now?
Yeah, it's great. Hey, weird guys. Don't make me upset.
Goes, yes?
I'm already not anti-stabbing, so don't encourage me.
So they kind of talk, and they're going to talk about their trip and what Forsha has to bring, and so do Wheezy and Dumpy. And
I need Wheezy and Dumpy back. I need them in my life now. Those are my two favorite shovels now.
I don't have a line, but my favorite NPCs.
That sounds like the weird goblin things we picked up in Starfinder when I was still.
Oh yeah, the two space goblins.
One was called Sneezy. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Something like that.
If Esmond can get his hand on an acetylene tank, he'd be in some business.
I probably shouldn't include compressed gases in our universe, but
it's very dangerous around me.
Yeah. All right. So they're gonna organize their own logistics or whatever, and they're gonna leave in the evening. Also, you wouldn't want to fuck with that group. Bandits attack those four, it'd be fucked up. It'd be like you guys now, you know.
Without fucking up. Yeah,
you've got the dig as it is. There's an entrance to the underground caverns in the forest to the east. Your priorities are Aster and Kaidway still want to help with the missing children, and now Bolivo is there asking a lot of questions, implying that there might be something you guys are doing that you're trying to get away with.
Archaeology. That's what we've been trying to do and get away with this whole time.
All right, no. OOC, what is our best lead on the fucking kids?
I would say that the information that Dryder, Winnie, and Benarv shared with Aster and Kaidway told you that they were 2 miles east of the camp to the south. And
which was 10 miles away.
Yeah, the camp was 10 miles to the south. And they were 2 miles east of that. So
that's so far.
It is far. But they didn't do any tracking. They don't know anything about that. And they thought they were just passing through. And now you know that that's not the case because of what Aster and Kaidway have. Aster and Kaidway are both rangers.
Yeah.
That their job is to live out in the forest and discover things, basically.
And we saved Kaidway's life, so.
Yeah, you saved both of their lives, technically. Yeah. But they also saved yours.
Do we have any of those sweet lizard things left?
Lizard things, but
the ones that brought in our caravan and are carrying over.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I would assume that
so that could cut down 12 miles. Beast of burden.
Oh, you could also, travel
you can
in a group.
Walk 10 miles.
You can walk 10 miles in a day without even really being that tired.
No,
it's 12 miles, isn't it?
Yeah, but you could do
that.
I was 10.
Well, the campus is 10 miles to the south.
Way the crow flies.
And they're 2 miles east of that. So it's not a 12 mile trek to get where they were, but it might be tough because it's the forest.
I'm not used to being fully on the rails, but I'm also not used to being completely fucking off them. So, I'm open to input here. For one, I don't like Forsha with just a couple of shovels going off to a cold house.
For two, you're not in charge.
Right, yes, of course. Professor Doctor.
Doctor Professor, please.
Doctor Professor Doctor.
I'll take that.
We all value your input on the guff artifacts. What are we looking at here? Like, we got a bunch of crazy shit underground. We got our foreman leaving the job site with a couple shovels, even. We got these fucking kids. What do you say, gents? I'm loath to admit at a little bit of a loss.
If we don't get the kids back, going underground isn't going to mean nothing.
I feel like we're going underground either way. Like, when they kill us, they'll put us underground. That stuff in the ground has been there for a long time. What's like another month? We go find the kids. We come back. I want to find the kids because I know those other guff. Like, if they want to kill you, you're going to die because there's a lot of them.
Yeah. When I had my stay with them. Oh, God. Like I feel like your Mary Poppins is now rubbed off on my voice.
Just go for it.
I was terrible.
Just go for it.
No, because I'm German. Yeah, when I stayed with those nice pigs, I had a sense of loyalty, and I want to truly help them with their children.
While you are coming to that decision, Aster walks over, and he goes, I'm glad we are all on the same page. Is any among you a tracker or a ranger?
Yes.
Good. Okay.
No. What?
Shut up. Shut up, all of you.
All right.
No. No, I don't. You are archaeologist.
Okay, so give me a bluff.
Yep.
I'm going to roll his intuition.
Holy shit. I've been waiting for this for like 3 episodes.
So I would say that his intuition is based on composure, right?
Yeah.
Not intelligence, because that's awareness.
Yes.
My intuition is intelligence.
Okay, so let's give him an intelligence score of 1. But he is a ranger.
Yeah.
So he gets a +6.
Give you a pop quiz.
Ooh.
Okay.
Do it.
Well, but before, like, so what do I get? I get my +3 and +5 for, because it's my talent.
No.
What?
Talent means you reroll.
Because it's my profession. Like, perform is my profession.
You're not performing. You are trying to just lie to him and tell him that you're a ranger.
I think you can make the argument that I'm doing both.
No. Performing in the sense of you're an actor. Is you're like, here's the story of how I was a ranger.
But I used to report a lie, I thought.
I had to first have someone write me a script, of course.
I have deception, because Kelton is a liar.
Yeah, you're doing it to deceive, not to perform. You see what I'm saying?
But by performing, I'm deceiving.
No.
Yes!
No!
By performing, you're representing. Yes. Here's how I imagine a ranger acts, and then you...
And then I perform it, and then I just, like... You know what I mean?
Guys,
do you equate actors to liars?
That's what Von Vandervin does.
Lies.
I got like a minute.
I don't think you standing in front of him saying, yes, I am also a ranger, is a performance. I don't think it counts.
Fine.
Roll it, though, because it could happen.
All right.
So 9 plus your composure to lie.
It'd be 11. Oh, wait, 12, sorry.
Okay. He passes. He gets a 16. Well, I'm happy that even the newest members are interested in becoming rangers. If you would like some help, I am very interested in solving this issue, as you can imagine.
Who am I talking to? Aston?
Aster.
Vaughn's upset.
What, that he lied?
Yeah. When are you not upset today? You're upset Vaughn at a lady?
Vaughn is just upset all the time.
Vaughn is so much... The naval laser guy from
I was just about to say.
Absolutely.
Why is no one paying attention to me?
Always, my tummy hurts. I would very much like to accompany you all on this journey. Perhaps my skills as a ranger could help us
find
these folks.
Sounds very good.
Yeah, sure. Yep.
Let's find those
powers.
Good
to have another ranger. Thank you.
Another?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Aster kind of looks sidelong at Vaughn, and he goes, Yes, yes. Two Rangers is better. You're right. The Peacemaker. You know, he's trying
really
to,
like his, I feel a lot better that they're just approach. Like yeah. I feel a lot better that
his Captain America would be like, yes, also a soldier.
Yeah.
After all, Kaidway is injured. I hope you don't mind that she stays in the camp until we return, and then I can bring her back.
That is very good. Crack's intern in charge. She helps out the Crack's intern.
Great. Then we should set off.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's make our way. Find some fucking kids, huh?
Before we go, I'd like to give just general directions to the shovels to make sure they know what they have to do and in what order.
Okay. You don't have to roll. You guys get all geared up. You don't know how long you'll be gone, essentially, because unlike the compound to the south, you don't know where these guys are.
This could be a wild goose chase.
Wait, before we go, can I change?
Liam, plus two momentum.
Yeah. Before we go, can I change out of my costume into something more practical?
No.
No.
It's not up to me. You decide.
Yeah. Like, well, I mean, like, I don't know. It's around. It's good. What am I doing? Just stealing someone's clothes?
Stealing shovel clothes.
You could steal some the clothes that they probably took off the corpses that they were going to burn.
Do you want some of my robes?
I want pig clothes.
There could be some dead bat diggers you can look around.
Are there? Are there bats? Are there Ashwin?
Yes, there are, but they're not dead.
Okay, well, like, don't say it like that. Like, yes, they're...
Their clothes wouldn't be substantially different from anybody else's, unless there's Tiktani. Which...
Well, body-wise, like, what am I going to do? Wear, like, a Gus clothes? Like, if I wore Kelton's, like, clothes, like, it would, like, I'd be, like, draped in it, like...
You should dress exactly as the smoke dancer, because you're so good at dancing.
Like, I just, like, start, like, piecing stuff together and making, like, a whole...
Kelton would
asking
be happy.
Kelton to put handprints
yeah.
on. Kelton would be happy to loan you any clothes.
I kind of want to.
The difference is, I make this look good.
Sunglasses. Yeah, you can change it to something practical. I'll let you decide what it is. So imagine that it's something that... It's a set of clothes that you would find in the closet of the barracks of the dig site. Somebody will loan them to you.
Okay. Just
so
like,
we can work on that later. You
yeah.
don't have to do, we do that
okay, yeah, yeah. So I just change it so I'm not in a ragged costume anymore.
All right, so there's no combat this week. Sorry to the listeners who wanted more of a mechanics-based thing, but I feel like this is the kind of thing where we really can get into who our characters are, and I feel good about it.
I liked yep. it. I really enjoyed tonight.
All right.
I got laid.
Yes, yes, you did. All right, and thank you, Big Bad Shadow Man, for our custom character that we had for the first time. We're going to wrap it. We're going to wrap
detective.
It up here. So everybody, thank you so much. Had a great time. If you want to join the discussion or create your own characters, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/RPGFS. You can comment on any post, regardless of whether or not you're a patron. But if you want to create your own custom NPC, that's at our $10 tier. Currently, there's only a couple people at that. We could use some more custom NPCs because I'm still rolling for random characters, and I'd like to see more of what you guys think is cool to come into this game.
Also, you can reach out to us at Twitter at homebrewhombres.
Or facebook.com/RPGFS.
Or at instagram.com@RPGFromScratch, all one word.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. And until next time, stay safe, stand watch, and get a full rest.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.